news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Divided government, here we come. It was the Donald, Chuck, and Nancy show on Tuesday. The three sparred over Trump's signature campaign promise, the border wall.
The likely incoming House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, and the Democratic leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, went to the Oval Office today to negotiate with Trump over a bill to fund the government and avert a shutdown on December 21st. Trump is insisting on $5 billion in funding for his mythical border wall, which Democrats say is a non-starter. Besides, isn't Mexico going to pay for that wall? Anyway, ahead of that meeting today, Trump got up early to tweet a series of lies, including that Democrats do not want border security. They want open borders. The lies only continued once the president started talking.
Tremendous amounts of wall have already been built, and a lot of wall when you include the renovation of existing fences and walls. So we've done a lot of work on the wall. A lot of wall is built. A lot of people don't know that.
He's right. A lot of people don't know that because he made it up. Not an inch of what Trump calls his wall has been built. Not one inch. The closest we've seen to a new wall has been the start of construction on what are called bollard barriers, which are not yet complete. The George W. Bush administration erected bollard barriers, too. So did the Obama administration. They called them fencing. In reality, construction on a new section of border barrier has not yet begun and won't this year.
Chuck and Nancy called out Trump's lies, lectured him about the legislative process, and reiterated to him that he lacked the votes to secure the $5 billion he's seeking for his wall. Trump, proving that his negotiating skills are not, as he claims, the best, they're virtually non-existent.
None of us have
you
said
You want to know something?
You've said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you've
on my...
You've said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
good.
Of shutting down.
That is
and I'm going to shut it down for border security.
But we
security.
Believe you shouldn't
okay.
shut it down.
Washington Post reports that at a Democratic caucus meeting shortly after that White House meeting, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said of Trump's insistence on building a wall along the southern border, quote, "It's like a manhood thing for him, as if manhood could ever be associated with him, this wall thing." She told colleagues that she was, quote, "trying to be the mom in the room" while Trump and Schumer bickered about the funding showdown. Quote, "I can't explain it to you. It was so wild. It goes to show you, you get in a tinkle contest with a skunk, you get tinkle all over you," end quote.
I hear some of the reporters saying, Fox reporters saying, why did we not want transparency in this discussion? We didn't want to contradict the president when he was putting forth figures that had no reality to them, no basis in fact. We have to, if we're going to proceed in all of this, have evidence-based, factual, truthful information about what works and what doesn't. I didn't want to, in front of those people, say, you don't know what you're talking about.
After the cameras left the room, Trump told Pelosi and Schumer that Mexico was actually going to pay for the wall as part of the renegotiated NAFTA deal. Right. As of now, there will be a partial shutdown on December 21st if a spending deal can't be reached. Billions of dollars in funding for a border wall is a sticking point on both sides. Google CEO Sundar Pichai answered questions Tuesday at a House Judiciary Committee hearing. Congressman Steve King of Iowa demanded the names of employees who work on the company's search algorithm, saying he wants to scour their social media to see if they're biased against conservatives. King said Republicans, quote, need to know who they are and look at their social media. Pichai said Google typically doesn't monitor its employees' social media, that they're allowed to have their own political opinions, and he denied Google searches biased against conservatives. Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren of California asked this.
If you Google the word idiot under images, a picture of Donald Trump comes up. I just did that. How would that happen? How does search work so that that would occur.
Pakai gave a long technical answer and reiterated that Google search is not biased in any way. British Prime Minister Theresa May will face a vote of no confidence in her leadership of the Conservative Party Wednesday, something she vowed to contest with everything I've got. The news came after May delayed a House of Commons vote on her Brexit deal, which had been due to take place Tuesday night. Stay tuned. A huge manhunt is underway in France for a gunman who killed 3 people and injured 13 at a Christmas market in the city of Strasbourg. France's deputy interior minister wouldn't confirm reports that the suspect has, quote, terrorist motivations, but the Paris prosecutor's anti-terror division is in charge of the investigation. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.